tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, I give it to you.
Give me a piece of paper so I look official.
Okay. Yes! Oh my gosh, we are going to miss hearing this theme song, by the way.
Yes, live for it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are so excited to be here. I cannot believe this has been the longest season of Vanderpump Rules, and it's already the reunion, which is crazy. It's season three, the reunion. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias. And we're very excited about the show tonight, and we have a special guest.
Yay.
So welcome, Rachel. Rachel
hey,
O'Brien.
How's it going?
Everyone, introduce yourselves, please.
Hello. Also joining again this week, Megan Stecker. And you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker, also on Instagram. Same name.
Yeah, we're not special guests, we're special hosts.
Yes.
I'm Christy Olson, everybody. Please hit me up and tell me what you think at Christy Report.
Oh, thanks, here's my paper.
So Rachel is obviously on this season a lot. So we're really excited to have you. And
is it obvious that I'm on it a lot?
I mean, you're on it a little bit. You're on it a little bit. I was reading up.
Very poignant moment.
And I know you said before the show that you filmed like almost the whole summer.
Yeah, I filmed a bunch. I would say I filmed probably, I don't know, 20 times maybe.
But they that's crazy.
Yeah.
And were all of your scenes with Kristen?
I would say most of them with Kristen, but then we were at that puppy thing, too, that they had in a couple episodes. The best one is that, you know, the green dress, you know, the whole big green dress brigade where she shows up at Tom's house.
Oh, yes.
So that day, this is a day that I had filmed. So that day, they email us, like, in the morning, and they said, for the lunch you're going to have with Kristen, dress Sex and the City. Like, dress really pretty. So we were like, awesome.
That is hilarious on its own.
So we're both really dressed up, thinking that's the only thing that we're doing that day. Then they call her right before, and they're like, you need to stop by Tom's house and pick up your mail. And then they cut the lunch. Hence, they made her look like that on purpose. Like, she was not dressed to wear that to go to Tom's.
I love those juicy tidbits.
Yeah, like, we had this beautiful, we still had the lunch. We filmed this whole lunch with wine and this whole thing, and it just never aired.
Okay, so knowing that then,
scandalous.
Is it tough for you as Kristen's friend to watch this and hear, like, everyone, especially Tom, get on her? Like, she's dressed all sexy to come over to my place. Like, you're so desperate, you want me.
Yeah, it is tough. It is tough, but you can't say, like, oh, like, production, you can't say that when they can't say that while they're filming, because it just, like, it breaks the whole reality barrier.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's tough. But that was, she would have never worn that over to his house. She dated him for 6 years. She would have worn sweatpants.
Yeah, like, she doesn't care. That's interesting. I know, but you do, like, try and dress sexy around, like, your ex. I do believe that.
But they dated so long. It's like he saw her look like shit. I don't think that...
That she would do that.
I don't think so. I mean, I would. I'd wear a prom dress. She's a little more chill than I am.
Well, yeah, and Kristen's a fairly low-maintenance girl, right?
She is. Like, she doesn't care.
Wow. That's funny. I mean, see, I like hearing that, but then it makes me worry and question, like, how much of the show is producer-driven?
I would say the show is almost 100% real in the content and the things that they're doing. Like, those humans are that crazy.
Yeah.
There are real humans on this earth doing those things, and it's that cast. However, it is, like, it is cut to skew it a little bit, but they really, I mean, everything that happens on that show, besides, like, little things like that, that's real.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so then let's get into the realness from the reunion episode. It was kind of, in my opinion, just like the whole season, there wasn't so much going on until the very end, which is kind of the theme that we see in Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last year was kind of the same. This year, I think, is kind of the same. But a lot of the reunion focused on Jax,
mm-hmm.
and kind of everyone attacking him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they don't really.
They don't. Okay, I mean, so tell us, Rachel, we have to ask you because you hear, because you dated Jax.
I mean,
for how long? You dated Jax, it's a fact.
I dated him, but I was like a child.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, no, Jax seems like he could charm someone quite well.
Yeah, he was very, well, see, I didn't buy into the whole, like, Jax is good looking thing back then. Jax was very nice. That was what, like, that was his game, at least, is that he liked you so much that you were like, okay, I like you. Like, I would never date someone like Jax. Like, I'm from, like, my dad's a logger. Like, I don't want to date a model. Like, that's embarrassing. But I liked him because he was so nice to me, which is so weird because he's such a monster. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I did date him. We dated for, I don't know, under 2 years. We lived together.
Wow. Was he Jason Couchy back then?
He was Jax Taylor, but he was I mean,
you knew him as Jason.
You figured it out pretty quickly if you, like, saw his ID and stuff, or you met his parents, and they called him Jason.
So this was pre-Stassi.
Pre-Stassi. Okay. So he dated me, and then a couple, like, you know, like, not serious relationships, and then Stassi.
Okay.
Yeah.
You alluded, or Kristen alluded to on the show, something about it ending very terribly. Is that true?
Well, everything Jax does is terrible. I mean, it's not. You know, it ended terribly because he cheated on me, but it's like, you know, that's what Jax does.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it ends terribly with Jax because the things that he does to you sort of carry with you for a long time because you're just like, what? Someone
that's
was that
Stassi
bad
said
to me?
At the reunion. Yeah,
and that's why really I sympathize with Stassi. It's like, we both went to war, so, like, now we can be, you know, it's like you like, survived something because he's so manipulative and so good at that you question yourself for years afterwards, like, what did I do?
So what did he do? He cheated on you.
It's just cheating and lying, and, like, I would go to bed at night with him. Like, we'd go to bed, and then I would wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning, and he wouldn't be there.
What?
What?
And then he'd come home in the morning, and he would have such a... Well, it was never like I believed the story. It was just there was no way to fight him on it. You just had to believe it until you could catch him.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. So I was just like, he would be like, oh, Tom and Kristen broke up, so I had to go and console them, or, you know, whatever. And you were like, oh, okay, you're a good friend.
Right.
But you knew, like, I knew in the back of my head he was, like, doing something shady.
So being on a reality show has not turned him into this Jax Taylor that we see on the show. He's always been that way.
No, because he was still, like, a model in L.A. So there was still some, like, you know, just prestige to that, I guess.
Yeah.
So he could still be, you know, Jax. But the show just made him way worse.
So when you guys started dating, how far after was that after Miami?
Wait, after Miami? Oh,
after he lived in Miami.
God, it's hard to tell with him because you don't...
Because you don't know if he's telling
the truth. Yeah, you don't know if he's telling the truth because he apparently was in the army at some point, which is not true, but that was one of the stories.
I was going to say, I buy that for about 2 seconds.
Yeah, that was one of the stories I was told. So the time, and he also went to college, which he actually never did, but that's what he told me. So the timelines don't really add up. So I don't know, maybe a couple years? I have no idea. But okay. I have a lot of my mutual friends that I met through him that are now close to me now. They used to know him in Miami. So I would... guess it was maybe 2 or 3 years before I met him.
So did they ever talk about Jax having a relationship with a man in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
I've never asked, because I didn't know about that until maybe, like, hanging out with Kristen again recently, like, just the rumors about it. It didn't shock me, and then watching the show, I mean, I didn't.
So last night, I feel like Andy was kind of asking Jax a lot of these questions, and part of me believes it's because Andy's probably like, yes, I'm going to sleep with Jax now.
Yeah, exactly.
I have
fingers crossed. Yeah. I feel like Andy has better taste than that, though. Come on.
I feel like Andy would get with anyone.
Really?
I mean, no, that's a lie. I love Andy Cohen, but he's just so funny, and if you read his books, he kind of alludes to the fact that, like, he... just loves young boys.
Really? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. He definitely mentioned Jax in his books, right?
A lot.
I haven't read them, but I think he said that to him in Watch What Happens Live. Like, exactly. Oh, did you read my book? Because you're in it. Yeah. Kind of a thing. Oh,
so I feel like that's why Andy was questioning him. And no one believed Jax when they said that nothing happened. Do you believe that something happened with him and John?
I think Jax is one of those people that
anything goes.
It's possible.
I think if there was something that he wanted from that man, I'm sure.
It seemed like he was almost admitting it and denying it at the same time.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, it's the first time I had ever been around a gay man ever. I didn't even know what that was. But nothing happened. I'm like,
I mean, that's probably true, though. I mean, I feel like Jack's probably... If something did happen, I don't think it was because Jax was, like, you know, into that guy. It was probably because he was naive and just wanted to be sort of, you know, in the mix or whatever, you know.
Right. Just so, a part of it. Yeah. He always wants to fit in.
He denied it a lot more adamantly on the reunion show than he did when it was going down in the episodes. When it was happening in the episodes, he was kind of like, oh, believe whatever you want to believe. Like, think what you want to think. And he didn't really seem offended or, like, threatened by the fact that people thought that. Whereas last night, he was really on the defensive.
Well, I don't think he cares because no one cares. Like, Jax almost gets more glorified as time goes on for doing worse things. So he has no bounds. So it's just like, well, sure. I guess I'll admit to that because no one really cares. And people don't care.
They really don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So you're friends with Kristen as well.
Yes. I met Kristen in 2007. And then Kristen and I met Jax together. So I've known Kristen for, you know.
And Kristen was dating Tom at this point?
No. Kristen was still living in Michigan at the time. And we were modeling together.
Oh.
And then she ended up moving here. And so we were friends. And then we were on another modeling job. We met Jax. And then Jax and I started dating. And then probably 6 months after that, Jax and I had a Christmas party at the house we were living in, and Tom came over, and then that's how they met.
Interesting.
Wow. Love that.
So she has you to thank for the tortured love affair.
Right? Damn it. Well, I didn't put them together.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fair.
So then, this is what I find most interesting, because you're friendly with Kristen, you're friends with her, and
I'm very good friends with her.
You're very good friends with her, and you said Carmen's one of your best friends as well, right?
Yeah, I love Carmen.
So how does this work? Okay, because we see like polar opposites where Stassi pretty much, I mean, dished off her friends because of Kristen sleeping with Jax, right? Mm-hmm. They were like absolutely not friends anymore. But you dated Jax, and then Kristen slept with Jax, and now Carmen's kind of dating Jax. So, I mean, how does it work? Like, do you guys get drinks and all just talk about Jax?
We actually, I mean, honestly, we don't really talk about Jax when we hang out. And I think he thinks that we do because he's, like, blocked me on Twitter and Instagram. Not that I look at his stupid shit anyways. But but I think he thinks that, like, we made Carmen not like him, like, whenever they're not doing well. And we don't talk about him at all.
So does Carmen like him?
I guess as of now, no. I mean, I think he knows how to get her back, but I think eventually it's probably not going to work out.
No. Well,
she's just young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is young. But you said you were watching this with her last night, and I feel like he was kind of like talking badly about her last night.
And she was texting him.
Okay,
like at the same time, like pissed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Jax Taylor caught.
Yeah, although when we saw you with him on the episodes, you guys seemed fairly cool. What is your rapport now with him when you do see him?
Well, I was cool with him during film. Well, I'm not cool with him. Like, he just is something that someone I knew in the past, so he just means it to me. But I was cool with him during filming because I had become friends with Carmen at that point and they were dating, so I'm not going to, like, you know, hate him. I'm not going to tell her bad things about him because she can make her own decision. But, I don't know. I'd be cool if I saw him, but I don't like him as a person. I don't know. And I know, and I've spoken to Stassi since, and just, like, you know, commiserating over stories of, you know, how bad he is to people. You just sort of, like, I don't really care what he did to me, but I feel protective over people like Carmen, who could go through what I went through or could go through what Stassi went through. So it's like, you just kind of get grossed out in that way.
Yeah.
So,
because
Carmen
seems like a really good girl.
She's a great girl. She's very smart. But...
And she's kind of got her own stuff going on, right? She's not trying to get wrapped up in Vanderpump Rules.
No, not at all. She's very smart. She has her own job. She's going to be very successful. She just, I don't know, people get wrapped up in guys for various reasons.
So you don't think it's kind of like your duty as a friend to be like, watch out for Jax. Like, this is...
Does that ever go well for anyone when they do that? Because then you look crazy. If I was like, Carmen, don't date Jax. He's bad. Then she'd be like, she's the jealous ex. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
She can figure it out.
I mean, she, like, has this reality show to watch to see exactly what he does.
Tell her.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't have a show to watch. I just had to, like, figure it out for myself. She's lucky she has this evidence.
So you're cool with Kristen and Carmen. Are you and Sandoval still cool at all with each other, or not really since all this stuff has gone down and you're friends with Kristen?
I mean, I never really hung out with him that much. I mean, we would hang out with Jax and we were friends, but it wasn't like someone I would call and hang out with. I mean, he's nice to me when I see him. He'll say hi, but...
Mm-hmm. Is he as bad of a guy as we've kind of seen this season? Like, do you think he's getting a bad rap?
Do you think he's a bad guy?
I do. Yeah.
I would say he's no Jax, but I would say that I think the show has probably gotten to his head. I think that they party, they hang out with girls. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really know exactly what happened in Miami, but I'm sure it wasn't innocent.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the day that you were at Sir with Kristen and Miami Girl shows up. So were you guys there for your birthday? Is that what Kristen had said?
Yeah,
you guys were there for your birthday.
We were having birthday drinks for me. I knew she had met with Anne-Marie earlier that day. But we were there just for drinks.
Did you know that the cameras would be there?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you kind of assume, yeah.
And you knew Anne-Marie was coming at some point.
I think we knew it was a possibility for sure.
Okay.
I mean, I can't force her to come. But that wasn't also, that's another thing. Kristen did not set that up. I mean, she did interact with her and reach out to her on social media, but that was a lot of that girl wanting to, and no one flew her out here. Production didn't. Kristen didn't. I guess she had her dad lives here or something.
She did say on Twitter that she was here to visit her dad.
Yeah. There were, you know, she was out here anyways, and I think she wanted to clear her name or, I don't know.
So it wasn't this big orchestrated thing for the show that we all think it is.
No, but I don't know. If cameras weren't there, would they have done the whole thing? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, that day was weird. I was uncomfortable.
What were you thinking? You're sitting there with Kristen and Anne-Marie walks in. What goes through your mind?
I shouldn't be here right now. I was like, I don't do this stuff. I'll just keep drinking. I don't know. I was surprised. I was certainly surprised that Tom ran.
Yeah, we all were.
I think that was for sure an interesting reaction to seeing her.
And then I felt really creepy when we chased him. I was like, oh God, now we're going to follow him. This is so embarrassing.
Still holding your drinks. We respect that.
I wasn't holding mine. I'm a lady. I put mine down. I chugged it and then I set it down. I would never carry it. But yeah, that was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. And then how was it when you guys all went out to lunch? I believe it was you, Kristen, and then Sheena and Shay. And I know
Jax. Oh, yeah.
And you guys were trying to get the information from Jax once again about the Miami girl, about Anne-Marie. And later on, Jax said that, yes, he was saying that this is what the girl said, not actually what he said coming out of his mouth. So how did that conversation actually happen?
Well, that dinner was awful for about the first 20 minutes that they didn't show.
Why was it awful?
Well, because Jax and I had not filmed together, and he does that thing where he gets kind of like backed into a corner and then he gets mean.
Which is exactly what they were talking about in the reunion.
Yeah, and I guess I had talked to him earlier at the lucky puppy thing, because the lucky puppy thing happened and then the dinner happened. And I knew he was like sort of like down and out that day, and I was like, all right, well, they want us to film this thing, and you know, I know he'll admit to it, so I talked to him a little bit before, and he was very nice to me. But then when he got to the dinner and felt like we were there to ask him a question, he got so mean. Kind of like, you know how he said to James at the reunion, like, you've been here for 5 minutes. He did that to me, and we were like, oh, okay, well, I've also known you longer than every person at this table, pretty much, so nice try. And he got real, really, really mean. And then I got up, and I went to the bathroom and came back, and then he was, like, softened, and he felt really bad. Because that's what he does. Like, he retaliates and then he realizes like he's just being a terrible person, so he'll like soften, and that's when we got him to, but it was like 20 minutes or 30 minutes of him being just a total asshole before that.
And then so he's the one who told you that for sure 100% that Tom slept with Anne-Marie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, he says it on camera.
I know, but then he goes back and says that he doesn't say that he said that on camera. He said that's what the girl told him.
Right, that like that they cut him out saying, okay, I'm going to tell you what those girls told me happened. And they just show him going, oh, they're in the room, they're doing this and that.
Yeah. Oh, he says that? Oh, yeah. Does he say it on the next episode?
He's said it in a couple of the episodes kind of since then. He's alluded to that.
But he said it many times, like, off camera to Kristen and Carmen, saying, like, yes, he did it. Mm-hmm. And that was just the first time he said it on camera to admit it. And then he was just backpedaling, obviously, so Tom wouldn't hate him.
Right, so he definitely said it. He went there.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
100%.
I think from last night's reunion episode, one of the best Jack's moments for me, which was my favorite in the whole season, was that conversation that he had with Tiffany after San Diego. And it's just unbelievable because that's what he does. He just, like, makes these stories up and then, like, goes back and changes his facts. And what I would like to know is he says that Carmen and Tiffany both knew about each other. And then I believe Kristen said that Carmen didn't know about Tiffany.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I wasn't hanging out with Carmen at the time, but I have asked her since, and no, she didn't know about Tiffany.
No. Jax is so...
She wouldn't... I mean, who would do that? And he says that stupid thing, like, smart girls don't sleep with me. Every single girl he ever dated... Like, how he gets girls like Stassi or Carmen or Tiffany or me, like, we're normal, nice girls from nice families, like... That's a bunch of bullshit. He just convinces nice girls to date him or smart girls to date him. Like, he doesn't play in his league. He should be dating
the Hollywood hoes.
Exactly. Yeah. But he goes after, like, nice people that just moved to town, come from nice families. It's like, such bullshit that he says that smart girls don't want to.
Do you think he likes, like, ruining girls' lives? Do you think that makes him feel powerful, or there's a lot of allusion to him being insecure?
No, I think
he does it on purpose.
I think he dates girls like us to make him feel like a better person. I think it makes him feel like, oh, we're both on our way up. We're a good couple. Like, it masks all the terrible things he's done to people. Mm-hmm. So then that's why he finds a new one. And he does, like, have normal relationships for a little bit, at least.
What do you think Stassi meant last night when she was saying, for the past 3 years, what I've been going through still from having dated you?
Emotional distress. I mean, it's hard to... When you're lied to so badly, and it's like, and you start to think, like, maybe I'm crazy, because he is a very, it's not that he's a good liar, he's so theatrical about it, you can't believe that someone would go to those lengths to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sure, like, I don't know if she dated Patrick right after Jax or anything, but, you know, the next people, a couple people you date, you think that they're the same way, so you kind of put other people through, you know, torture, because you're like...
Because you're bringing your baggage from the
exactly.
last
one, yeah. So, yeah, it takes a while.
Wow. I kind of thought maybe, I don't know, she meant like an STD or something. I don't know. Like, I literally was like, what's hanging around for 3 years? That's like, what?
I hadn't thought about that.
I was like,
sense from what she was saying.
I don't know. Well, Kristen was like, I know what she means. So I was like, we'll have to ask Kristen. Anyhow.
Well, it was interesting because the reunion definitely picked up speed when Stassi came in last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of what we've all been waiting for, because we definitely miss her character throughout the entire season. But it was so interesting to me, like, because we keep saying about how we think it's so weird that she won't film with Jax, or that she gets so scared that when Jax comes, like, she runs away. And last night, it seemed a lot to do with Patrick. And I don't know, you know, whether that's true or not, but that's kind of what they alluded to. And then they alluded to... like, Jax kept saying, like, you don't know what she's going through.
I was wondering about that.
He just makes that stuff up.
She doesn't have some kind of life-altering issue.
No,
that's been
her
going
boyfriend's
on.
Nice and normal. No, he just makes that up. Because he just makes that up. But would you film with... Like, I would probably not sit down with Jax just to film and have lunch with him. Like, it is disrespectful, too.
Well, and she made the good point that then that gives him the chance to lie about it and say, oh, well, we were at this lunch, she said this, or she still wants me, or she still called me, or I thought that was completely understandable.
Yeah, they can edit it that way, and that's the scary thing about him is, and you also never want to, like, I've wanted to so many times when he's, like, being mean to Kristen or being mean to Carmen or something, like, retaliate towards him and, like, text him something or tweet something but I'm like, I'm just going to stay out of it, because even if he doesn't have dirt on you, he'll just make it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not worth it. He's just, you can't fight crazy. So I think that's just what like she...
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I understand it, but I just think that for the show, she was the main character,
mm-hmm.
and the show kind of revolved around her. And I understand, like, maybe not having a one-on-one lunch. But she blatantly, like, runs out of parties when he comes in. And I just think that seems a little extreme. And I don't know if maybe, like, did you feel, even though Jax cheated on you and your relationship didn't end well, were you kind of still, you know, wanting him back or no?
No. I honestly didn't even like him that much.
Okay. And I'm not just saying that to be, like, cruel. Girl. Like, it was just,
I don't know. It was a mistake. So I don't. But I think she runs away, too, because it's, I think the person I dated was really bad, but I think he's gotten progressively worse. I think she dated a worse version of him. I think he just has gotten worse throughout the years. So I don't even know. I mean, I do know, but I'm not going to say how terrible he can be to the girls he's dated since that he didn't actually do to me. But, you know, I would probably run from him, too.
Do you think he's capable of having, like, a trusting relationship where he's faithful and honest with a nice girl and just having, like, a normal relationship? Do you think he's capable of that?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
You'd be surprised.
I don't even want to say I hope for it. I don't know. I used to think rehab would maybe do that for him, but I don't think that would do anything.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because they did take him to task.
I'm
going to
get myself in so much
night.
Trouble right now. Jesus Christ! Well, does people on the show actually watch this?
Kristen yes. does.
Is it possible that Jax would watch this? Because I'm going to get no. a fucking long list of memes.
No, right. Right. Yeah, no without idea. Getting yourself in trouble, they were questioning him about his drug use on last night's reunion episode.
Well, I believe they were questioning him about his nose job, and then he brought up his drug use.
That's true.
Because he cares it a lot.
But he doesn't care about it.
Is he a hardcore party guy?
Let's just put it this way. I drug tested him once when I was dating him.
Did he know?
I made him pee in a cup in the morning.
Rachel, I love that.
Because I never had seen anyone do drugs, so I just thought he was really hyper when he drank. And it just didn't, like, and then I started to, like, pick up on it. And so one morning I woke him up. First I went to ride it at, like, 7 a.m. And then I woke him up and I was like, when you pee in the morning, pee in this.
And did he do it?
Yeah.
And did he pass?
No. And then he tried to lie his way out of that.
What was his excuse?
He said that he never smoked weed, but he said that the weed he smoked must have been laced with something.
Great excuse, Jess.
Yeah.
He's so creative.
Yeah, but it's weird because, what is it, THC or whatever's in weed didn't show up on the drug test, but the other things did. But it's weird. It was laced with it, but the other one didn't show up.
See, that's a good story, girl. Is that one in your comedy act?
No.
Because it should be.
I used to talk about him, like, early on when I was doing stand-up. I don't do so much anymore. I did it for the set I did on the show, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. So funny. Why do you think it's so easy for everyone to kind of forgive him? Like, at least maybe for Schwartz and Sandoval especially.
Because he makes you... You know, he makes it seem like he wants to be a better person, so I guess you try to believe that. I don't know. I mean, I said it the first time. They never aired this, but the Pride episode?
Yeah.
I walk into... It was the night... So we'd done the thing where I do stand-up, and then they came to it, which they only aired a small clip of it. And the next day was Pride, so they had me walk up to the bar Jax was at, and he didn't even know I was filming, let alone, like, doing the show. And I had a conversation with him. And in the middle of the conversation, I, like, stopped and I was like, God, it's like, sometimes I forget you're an awful person. Like, I said it out loud because he's nice.
In person, yeah, he's very charming.
Somebody's charming. It's just he is nice. He tries to be nice. Just
he plays the honesty thing well. Like, you almost want to believe when you're face-to-face with him and you're looking him in the eyes just from the times I've interviewed with him. I kind of walked away from it going like, oh, I feel a little bad for him.
He's
you
not
know?
That bad. Yeah. No, he's bad.
He's that bad.
Yeah. I guess that's what's worse. Isn't that what, like, sociopaths do? Like, they're, yeah.
Do you think he legitimately is one?
I think he would have to be.
And there you have it.
I like it.
Creepy.
Well, we don't want to hassle you too much about Jax, Okay. But we do want to talk about Kristen. And she got a little bit of heat last night, too. Everyone hates on her so bad. And it's just incredibly, it almost is to the point where it seems mean-spirited. Yeah, what do you think about the way that they all treat her?
Well, I don't like bullying in any sense to anyone. Even if I wasn't friends with Kristen, I would hate that. Mm-hmm. Even if they were doing it to Jax, I think it would bother me. And I don't, you know, like him. But that would bother me. I hate any group of people ganging up on one person. But especially because it's Kristen, and you know, she owns up to her mistakes. She knows she's made mistakes, and no one's going to say she hasn't. She's not going to say she hasn't. But the thing about that group of people that I've noticed is that as long as they're all getting along, no matter what bad things they do to each other, like, it seems fine. Mm-hmm. As long as, like, they all have each other's back. So then they sort of just use Kristen as a scapegoat because she's just out of the loop, I guess. I don't know.
What do you say to the people who come up to you and say, oh, I saw you on that show, you're friends with that girl, Kristen, I think she's so crazy, or whatever. What do you say to those people?
And does that actually happen?
On social media, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I usually don't respond, or I, like, say something to, like, piss them off more. I figure out someone tweeted me that, like, Kristen was insane, insane crazy cat lady, and how could I, like, be with her when she does all that stuff? And I just wrote back, like, it was just really fun. And then it made them really mad.
So Ariana kept claiming Kristen's crazy for thinking that she and Tom had cheated while Kristen and Tom were still together. I felt like I really didn't believe their story last night about how they stayed up all night together. Like,
who stays up all night that's an adult? Yeah. And doesn't, I mean...
And, I mean, I don't want to not believe Ariana, only for the fact that she brought up, like, her father passing away, and that's what they were talking about.
I know, I feel bad about that.
But I almost was, like, on James's side when James is like, oh, honey, I hope you're not playing cards all night. Like, come on. Like, I kind of felt like I didn't believe their story. Do you think that stuff was going on with the two of them, like Kristen things, or?
And Kristen had way more evidence than that, like, even before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that night was the only tell-all night. Maybe they were just talking about her dad all night, which is sad. I mean, I would never, that is very sad. But there was more, I mean, they kissed in Vegas. Yeah. Like, I mean, that... Kissing is cheating. That's another thing that's so weird about this show, is those people, like, as long as they admit to kissing, that's a pass, and that's okay, and that's not cheating. So him and Ariana kissed while Kristen and him were dating, but no one, I guess that doesn't count as cheating. So everyone's brushed over that, but the nights that they stayed out together are more, I don't know. Of course something happened. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you think of Tom and Kristen's relationship when it was happening?
Well, I stopped... After Jax and I broke up, I didn't hang out with Kristen and Tom for many years. Just, like, kind of like Stassi, where it's just like, what are you... Come on, like, what are you going to just be around all that anymore? So I didn't hang out with them. But, you know, recapping it since with her, it was an unhealthy relationship. Mm-hmm. Both of them cheated on each other, you know. He's not a good guy, I don't think. I think he can't... I don't know. I don't want to say that about him because I don't know. I think he probably had a better chance to be a good guy maybe before all this.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I hope that he's very nice to Ariana. I don't wish bad on her. She seems nice.
Last night, it really kind of got to me because, I mean, I really like Ariana. We've had him in here and they seem so great together. Do I believe Tom is innocent with Anne Marie? Absolutely not.
No.
But last night, it was just difficult to watch because it seemed like Ariana felt like she had to talk for Tom or had to continue to defend their relationship and was almost, like, worried about what he would say. Mm-hmm. So she just kept interjecting and finishing and, like, cutting off him and Andy. She didn't want anything to get out. Like, she needed to have the final word. And I don't know. It's just tough to see. Like, I wonder if deep down she really does question him. Or someone brought this up to me. I was talking about this to another coworker, and they're like, honestly, when I see it, I feel like that Tom told Ariana that he cheated on her, but that they're in this together, and, like, let's just, you know, maintain a united
theory.
Front.
I think the same thing. I think that it's almost like Tom's a politician, and she's, like, protecting him, and she, like, she just knows to say the right things. I think he admitted something to her, and I think that... You know, it was probably something where she was like, okay, yeah, we weren't getting along then, or it was in the early stages of the relationship, and you'd just broken up with Kristen, so you needed your freedom. Whatever things people tell themselves to make themselves feel better about it. And they have just decided to, you know, have a united front and deny it. And I think, and you can tell that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I think it's pretty obvious.
Agreed.
I don't know. I'm so confused by the whole thing. I don't know. I kind of felt like in my gut, like he did something, but I don't know whether I think he told her or if she's doesn't think anything happened. Like he said no and she believes it. I don't know.
But as smart as she says that she is,
right?
I can't imagine that you wouldn't at least start to question something.
I mean, I would. I'm a Kristen. I'm not an Ariana.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be acting like a wild animal. Like, I don't know how she's, like, so...
I mean, her best friend, Sheena, who's very good friends with Tom and has known everyone for so long, blatantly said, like, I think he did this.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. So when your best friend is saying that along with everyone else, and there seems to be all these facts, whether, you know, you believe them to be fact or not, I don't know. At just some point, you have to question it.
I don't think she cares.
You don't think she cares, yeah.
I don't think she cares.
Well, good for her. Hopefully, something happened. That was the only time that it did. And
well, when they were here, I remember her saying to us, like, two things. The first was that, you know, the facts. Like, the only person who hasn't changed their story is Tom. Like, Jax has changed his story. Kristen has changed her story. The girl who sold... You know, Anne Marie has changed her story. Tom Sandoval is the only one that hasn't changed his story. And then we brought up, or Jake was, we were all talking outside the studio. This is like after the show. And Jake was like, you know, and come to think of it, like, even if it did happen and you're okay with your partner cheating on you, then everybody should just shut up and move on. And she's like, well, yes, exactly. And so, you know, those are the only two things I can remember is that it was like, the facts. And then she's like, yeah, if you don't care, then who cares? Move on.
Well, then he should stop calling everyone liars and whores and everything else.
She should just be like, my girlfriend's really cool and she lets me do whatever I want.
That would be believable.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Another person who got a lot of heat last night was James.
Yes.
Yeah. Poor James.
Poor James. But also, like, if I were someone else on the panel, too, I would be like, shut up. You have been here for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Because he was interjecting so many times and just kind of, like, saying ridiculous things. Like, the fact that hot people sleep with hot people. That was
that
weird.
That became, like, the quote of the show.
And I couldn't tell.
I think he was maybe nervous first.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like Kristen kept looking at him. And it was like a mix of like, you're so cute, I love you, or like, and also like, you're embarrassing me, like,
right,
shut the
like
hell
please
off.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I think he probably felt like he had a duty to protect her last night. Well, when they filmed, you know, being that last year she got so beat up at the reunion and Tom was with Ariana, so it was like Tom had all this backup and Tom has his whole slew of the little guy trio who all cover for each other all the time. So I think he thought, like, it's my place to protect Kristen. They're all going to come at her because she was the villain this season. Like, I got this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, half the time she was like, shut up.
Yeah,
like, that smile, like, please stop.
Yeah, but that's what I picked up on, too, is that he was just trying to support her and maybe talk for her so that she could stop saying things. Mm-hmm. You know, because it always gets turned around on her anyway. So he was kind of doing, like, I'm going to say it for you and let them yell at me instead. And I thought that was commendable. I like him more all the time. Yeah. What do you think of him for Kristen? Do you like them as a match?
I think they're fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. I don't know.
He's a little young, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, they really love each other and they're doing great. I think they're fine.
Have you seen some of this drunken behavior of his that many people have kind of referenced that he gets a little crazy when he drinks?
I would have punched him if I were her.
Yeah.
At the wedding? Yeah.
Yeah.
You were not
at the wedding, right?
No. Okay. I met Sheena the first day of that I filmed, that she came to my comedy show that they filmed. That, like, short clip that they aired that looks like a flashback. Mm-hmm. That was, like, a whole thing that they aired that they came to the improv to watch me perform. So I met Sheena there, but then... You know, I hung out with her a couple times after that. I bought her a wedding present, but, the wedding invites were already out.
Yeah.
Someone that I wish, since we were talking about James defending Kristen, I really wish we saw more of Tom defending Katie. And this is something that we've seen all season, too. But it was really uncomfortable for them to talk about the Miami trip. And for Katie to be like, well, if Tom would have gone without me, it would have been a one-way trip. And Lisa's like, really, Katie would have been? And I really felt for her because it probably wouldn't have been.
No,
and
obviously.
It's good for Lisa for calling her out. Mm-hmm. But I wish in that moment, you know, like Tom stood up for him for himself and for Katie and for their relationship. Because he really doesn't. Like, Tom at least defends Ariana and talks, like, confronts Jax and says, like, you're an asshole, this is what you're doing. But I think that Tom is so scared of Jax that he, like, just sits back and doesn't say anything at all. Mm-hmm. And I think Katie deserves more than that.
I think so, but I also feel like it comes across that Schwartz is more honest. Because he's not, like, blatantly, like, trying to, like, fight battles that he knows he's lying. And he's sort of just, like, I feel like he kind of owns up to at least what he does. And he just tries
really?
To, like...
Really?
I mean, he told Katie in probably not the best way at the bar after... I don't know. There's something about Schwartz that I think is different than Jax and Tom. But I don't even really know Schwartz. I mean, I've hung out with him maybe 4 times in my entire life. But there's something about him, I think, that...
Well, I agree with you there. He's different than them, for sure.
He is definitely more well-intended and has, like, a better moral compass than them.
But I don't think he ever admitted to Katie that he slept with the girl in Vegas, whether he did or not. I mean, that's what Jax said.
Yeah. But I don't know. I would be... less likely to believe that, but I don't know.
I mean, he did let Jax talk to Katie pretty terribly.
That was bad. That did bother me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that did bother me. I wish he would have stood up for her there. But,
I don't know. Do you think it's a slippery slope hanging out with guys like Tom Sandoval and Jax for someone like Tom Schwartz?
Oh, yeah. I think if I was Katie or if I was Ariana, I would not want my boyfriend hanging out with Jax. Knowing that he, like, knowing the, like, shit that, like, he has done and that he admits to and that he's also doesn't even feel that bad for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, I don't know. I mean, I know you can make your own decisions separate of your friends, but, you're going on Vegas trips and Miami. I wouldn't let my boyfriend hang out with Jax. Not in a million years.
Nope.
Agreed.
I just feel like with him, it's like you are the company you keep.
Exactly.
And it seems like Sandoval and Schwartz are such nicer guys than him, but they're finding themselves in the same exact situation as Jax does all the time with, like, the cheating and the lying. And it's like, well, guys, he's rubbing off on you.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. It's too bad.
What else did you guys think about at the reunion last night? I thought it was interesting about the whole Botox thing.
Yes, I loved hearing that, just because that's kind of the juicy stuff that I'm always wondering, and because, first of all, both of them look so great all the time, and I was glad to be like, oh, okay, it's a little Botox.
My boyfriend was watching this with me, and he was dying with Sandoval, because Andy asked Tom if he had any Botox, and Tom, like, so proudly, he was like, nope, like, this is all me.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend
he's
was
like, not yet.
Yeah, he's not like, this yet. Kid thinks he's the man.
Oh, God. He shaves his forehead.
Yeah, I mean.
That's another thing, and I feel bad saying this, but I was, when if I were a viewer and I didn't know any of these people, and I was watching a show where a guy was so into himself where he would take longer to get ready than his girl. He shaves his forehead. All he cares about is what he looks like. It's that shocking that he needs attention from other girls when he needs that much focus and attention on himself.
Yes.
Like, you're already that much of a narcissist. It's shocking that he would need attention from a girl when he's out of town. Like, to me, like, I don't know why people don't clue into that.
Makes sense. Yeah, there's definitely correlation there.
Yeah.
I thought the part that stuck out to me last night was it was that little bump they put in between where Stassi was getting ready for their reunion and she chugged a Fireball mini. I just expected Stassi to be like the height of class now that she thinks she's too good for all this and to have like one of those like champagne minis with a straw in it. And I was like, nope, Stassi's chugging a Fireball shot.
Well, someone said to me,
exactly.
They're like, I was like, what do you think Stassi is going through? Because Jax kept saying that. And they're like, I think she might be an alcoholic. Did you see her chug that Fireball? And I was like, I'm
sorry, have you seen the show?
Yeah. I think everyone that's on that show needs to drink to get through it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What Stassi's going through is probably the aftermath of the show and dating Jax publicly and that whole public, like, wouldn't you? Like, that would take a long time for me to get over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Stassi... I feel like it could have been so different for Stassi. But she left and was with Patrick. But if she continued to be on the show, like, people were talking about her getting her own spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
She's done 3 other reality shows. So it's not like this is her first reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of, like, don't buy that.
The what? That she doesn't want to...
That, like, what she's dealing with is the aftermath of the show.
Oh. I think it's more, maybe, I don't know, maybe more the aftermath of Jax.
Of Jax.
Yeah, and then, well, it's Jax, but it's also that all of the people that you were friends with that know that he did something so awful to you.
But what did he do that was so awful?
Well, besides
cheating, I mean, he cheated on her a million times. And the lying. But you know what it is? I feel like there was not one specific.
But how is that not awful?
No, it is awful. But she kept forgiving him over and over again and getting back with him. That I think that there wasn't like one specific incident. Then it was done. I mean,
it's probably the embarrassment of that. She probably feels like a fool. And I thought it was interesting that she's tried to separate herself from this so hard all season, not tweeting about it and not mm-hmm. wanting to film a lot. And then last night she admitted that she watches the show. Did yeah. you guys catch that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
I was shocked. I expected her to be like, I haven't seen one episode. I couldn't care less. Because that's what she's been saying in the media, mm-hmm. or giving that
yeah.
kind of feeling in the media that she wants no part of it. And then she straight up admitted that she remembers what Jax looks like because she's watching the show.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just think it's interesting that I think she forgave Jack so many times, and I do believe what he did to her was terrible. And I mean, she's friends with Kristen again, and like
because there's a camaraderie there because
of Jack.
Yeah, there's a. I mean, why do you think me, Kristen, Carmen, and like I know Stassi too. What we. It, like I said, it's like we all went to war together. So there's something that you just
it's
sort
a
of
sorority.
Like,
yeah.
yeah, it's like you just sort of
yeah,
like
I understand that.
Yeah, but to have other people surround Jax and be like, oh, he's not a, like at least we all know he's a bad person. We all know that we made a mistake dating him. We all know that the bad things he did, but we're not all surrounding him like the rest of the group, being like, oh, he's just a wounded puppy dog. Like mm-hmm. he's not a wounded puppy dog. He does really terrible things to people that do not deserve it. And the next, I hope that this show, like, I hope enough girls watch the show so it's like, they, you know, he doesn't find like a Carmen or a me or a Stassi again. But like, that's what he did for years. Before me, after me, is where he would just find a girl that was fairly new to town, didn't kind of know the scene, and would, you know, kind of prey on them. It wasn't like he didn't let you know what a terrible person he was until like, you know, later it came out. So. Yeah.
I mean, I guess what it is we all know he's terrible, but then we all see everyone forgive him and be best friends with him. So as a viewer, I mean, it's hard to really believe how awful he is.
I know.
I think that's the struggle.
And I think that that's why Stassi didn't talk about it or film, because I probably sound crazy saying it right now, and she would have looked crazy talking about it. If, let's say there is a fourth season, let's say I film, I probably will try and not to talk about it as candidly as I am now, because people will think I'm crazy. They'll be like, oh, you still like Jax, or you guys are all so crazy and bitter, because you
can
never
play it over and over again.
Yeah, and you can never really, you know, they'll, you know, no one will ever really know, mm-hmm. and that's fine. So it's just easier for Stassi not to talk about.
Yeah. Have you seen his new tattoo that they kind of were teasing?
Yeah, that was unreal.
Is it Stassi?
No, it's Carmen.
Oh,
shut up. Carmen texted me the photo, which is so weird that, like, Carmen, like, that's how good of friends we are. She texted me the photo of Jax in her bathroom. She texted a photo of the picture of the tattoo, like, the day he got it and sent it to me. And I was
I remember him saying he had a tattoo of Carmen. I thought it was just her name.
He had that one, too.
But the, oh, my gosh, I can't handle him. Really?
Yeah, that's Carmen. He just got it.
Is
he
a
got
serial
it, like, today's
murderer.
Beautiful piece.
Or whatever
yeah,
Stassi
they made
called.
It look like Stassi.
Yeah, no. It was,
oh my God.
He probably just did that for the reunion.
That is unreal.
You know, he got it like 2 days before the reunion. It's of Carmen. Wow. We knew he was getting it before he got it. Like, I guess he told Carmen.
2 days before the reunion? He is such a crazy person.
Oh, my God.
But
he probably did.
Calculated move?
I think it was for something to talk about at the reunion.
Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
I guess he's smarter than...
than we all think he is.
Yeah, maybe.
Or dumber. Anyhow.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so, I mean, well, there goes that prediction for next week.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No, I love that. That's hilarious, because they really did... they really did make it seem like it would be Stassi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get into kind of our predictions. I know there's some stuff going on with Katie and Tom. I want to hear what y'all have to think about that.
All right. So when it comes to Katie and Tom, I don't think that it's a proposal.
No
I think
way.
He's going to do some weirdo, like, another ring on a string, except this time it's not on a string. And he's like, oh, sorry, I've been such a douche this year. And, like, first of all, it's not her right. It's not the correct hand that he's trying to slam it on. And I don't know. It just
slam
looks
it
like
on.
a hot mess. And this whole tattoo deal, I cannot wait to see.
I agree about Tom and Katie. I think he's going to say something cheesy like, I want to ask you, will you give me 6 more months on that ultimatum?
Right, exactly.
You know, and we had said last week that she posted a picture on Instagram of this kind of sparkly ring, and we were wondering if maybe it was a proposal. That was the ring we saw last night her wearing on her right hand that she admitted to buying herself. So I guarantee you, I'm sure these two are no closer to getting married or breaking up or anything than we saw in the last episode of the show.
How do you feel about all that?
I'm sure you're probably right. I have no idea.
Oh.
I mean, I actually agree as well. And I really hope for Katie that he wouldn't propose to her at the reunion taping.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a terrible story.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any news or gossip?
Just a little thing. The thing about Katie and her ring. And then also, Sheena said during the reunion that she was referring to Eddie Cibrian being in the room with her and texting his wife, right, Brandi Glanville, who's on Real Housewives. And it almost sounded like the way that they cut it, or from what Sheena said, it almost sounded like she was admitting that she knew he was married, which she has always maintained that she did not know that he was married. And between some tweets, someone tweeted Brandi and said, oh, sounds like she's admitting it. Brandi was like, oh yeah, hashtag truth. And then Sheena cleared it up on Twitter and said, no, that's not what I meant. I meant that I didn't know, and that's why this is...
Right.
That's why she was making her point, with that she didn't know.
Got it.
And also, just a little bit of a thing I'm thinking between Sheena and Stassi, that issue is going to absolutely blow your mind when you find out why.
You know what it is, don't you?
I have a feeling.
She has some background info from a Bravo insider.
If I can put it out there before next week, I will, without getting anyone in trouble, but I'm just...
I think they're actually going to air right now.
Do you think they're actually going to air what it is? I know what it is, too. They're not going to air it, are they?
From what I hear... They never agreed not to air it.
I think they are, because Andy said on Watch What Happens Live, like, the real reason shocked me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's going to blow your mind if what
it's,
I'm thinking
it's pretty
is
unforgivable.
Correct. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to have a talk after the show. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everyone a little bit about your career outside of the show, because we want to know where we can find you, see you.
Oh, awesome. I am a stand-up comic, and I perform all around L.A., actually all around the country. I did Vegas a couple times recently, and I'm at the Comedy Store on March 25th,
awesome,
which is a Wednesday night. And, yeah, I'm an actor and a comedian.
And do you think there'll be a fourth season? And if so, will you be on it?
It depends on other projects that I'm doing. You know, I think they will get a fourth season. I mean, everyone loves this show. So that, I assume, is going to happen for sure. If, will I do it? I mean, if they ask me back, then I would consider it. But it just depends. Like, you can't do more than one thing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I liked doing it. I mean, I love, like, I would do it mostly because I feel like, I want to defend Kristen. Like, I feel bad that they bully her so much that I feel like she wouldn't have an ally. I mean, I guess they could find another friend to do it, but, you know.
I want to defend her, too, now that we've met her.
She's a very sweet girl, and she just, you know, she messed up, but she's at least honest.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well,
agreed.
I can't believe all these juicy little tidbits you've given us. I'm going to go home and watch this back again. Everybody, please tweet me at Christy Reports and let me know what you think about everything Rachel's had to say. We're so glad she was here.
Yes, and you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker. This was a big one. Tweet me.
Okay. And where can they find tweet you?
Rachel N. O'Brien.
And thank you guys so much. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss ZS. We'll see you next week for the reunion part 2.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.